Good afternoon. The regional news with Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. First, the major stories. Today, August 13th, is being observed as the International Left-Handers Day. On the occasion, left-handers in the Far North region are clamoring for the celebration of their achievements in different fields and for people to desist from myths and misconceptions about left-handedness. Schools in the center region continue to multiply strategies to woo pupils and students in less than a month to the official reopening date. In the meantime, administrative officials of the West region are promising tough times to dealers of illegal drugs with the determination to put an end to the disturbing phenomenon. The details of the regional news will be yours in a moment. Left-handed people in the Far North region say there have been multiplying ways to debunk myths and misconceptions about left-handedness and for people to instead celebrate their contributions in various fields. This idea to them hopes to break such misconceptions and provide spaces for left-handed Cameroonians to embrace and be proud of their natural hand orientation. Sylvester Temkeng tells us more.
On a sociological standpoint, when someone is said to have two left feet, it means the said person dances very poorly. When one is going nuts, incoherent, or not making any sense in these parts, such a person is said to be going left. The left is a kind to be void of any form of reasoning or validity. There is a general taboo on left hand use. Giving, receiving, eating, and drinking with the left hand are considered rude by virtually all members of the community. The population of the Far North region have mixed feelings on this category of people.
When my dad discovered that he was left-handed, he tied his hand until finally he uses both hands to eat and write. And so I grew up with that nostalgia that it is not good for someone to be left-handed, especially if you have the authority or the power to change things.
They are very bad-tempered people, left-handers.
We used to believe that left-handers are very good footballers, not only football, but also other disciplines in the sporting domain.
Left-handed person does not have any problem, does not have any difficulty in their society.
This category of citizens, however, agrees that they face numerous challenges coupled with stigma.
I live in a society where people think that being left-handed is absurd. So most of the times when I eat in western hands with my left hand, people look at me like I'm disrespecting the food or not respecting people around, and they want me to eat with my right hand like the others. I also face this challenge of people always telling me that I'm disrespectful when I maybe want to effect a payment with my left hand, whereas I'm very flexible with my left hand. I always give a damn to these.
Despite this us, some people claim they are smarter and they make up a large population of intelligent people.
Most of them are more intelligent, especially like Barack Obama, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey. Marvin, musicians who are left-handed are also very intelligent.
Left-handers are very organized people. They're very intelligent.
However, despite how frowned upon the use of the left hand is in the society, there are many people in the Far North region who are left-handed and most importantly, thriving in their various career paths.
Marwa Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
And from the Far North region to the West region, the fight against illegal drug business takes a different twist in the West region, with the administrative authorities taking the resolve to win the battle in collaboration with the forces of law and order. West Regional Governor Our Funke Augustine says they will exploit every available opportunity to put an end to this disturbing issue. Kelvin Nembo completes that story.
If dealers of contraband drugs in the West region think they are like elephant grass, one of the hardest weeds to eradicate, Governor Our Funke Augustine says it's a high time they surrender, because he and his team will use the best herbicides to get rid of them.
We've addressed the situation by writing through the SDOs to the various mayors to take their responsibilities. We're asking them to be responsible. But for this to succeed, they need the collaboration of the population to provide necessary information. Our customs service is very, very active in this domain. That's why now and then they are able to lay hands on this illegal distribution of drugs. What we are doing is to get in there, seek for information from the population to be able to put an end to this. I think we're using every available opportunity.
The population is said to be one of the best panacea to the old age problem. As the West Regional Delegate for Public Health, Dr. Shinmun Dauda, explains.
This part is multi-sectoral. When you have the problem, you need drugs. There is two places where you can have good drugs. Health facility or pharmacy.
Governor Awafunga Augustin, who has promised hard times for the illegal drug dealers, say if the villains must be completely weeded out to make the public health sector more safer, all actors involved in the fight must work as a team. Kelvin Nembo, reporting for the regional news in Bafuzam.
And from the west to next door center region, and as you heard in one of our lead stories, a handful of schools in the nation's political capital have multiplied strategies intended to woo parents enroll their children in the different institutions of learning. This advertising strategy in less than a month to the upcoming school year is fast becoming a tradition in most schools, and many say it has yielded positive fruits. Lekiate Jetrida Songazi tells us more.
Most educational establishments in the central region are organizing open door days, distribution of flyers, and carrying out media advertisements in a bid to get more pupils and students enrolled in primary, secondary, and higher educational establishments. Some proprietors have introduced new specialties so as to attract more pupils and students.
We put in a lot of effort, not only for personal interest, but for career orientation, and to assist the student to make a best choice that will help them to put food on the table. So we go to them during graduation ceremony and orientate them on professional education. We go to them even during lecture hours. Started since April, we visit the classrooms. We educate the students one-on-one on the need for professional education. We also visit churches with newsletters, and we communicate this institution, the professional programs that we are running in our institution across the country, so that these children, we help them to go closer to the reality.
Others are organizing holiday classes so as to maintain or raise the profile of their institutions.
Presently, we are doing holiday classes. We are going to evaluate the pupils and give their report cards.
Despite the intense advertisement currently ongoing in some educational establishments in Yaoundé, proprietors have avoided getting very close to families.
The teachers will move from door to door to share tracts.
School advertisement is on a steady rise in Yaoundé and other towns of the central region, few weeks into the official kickoff of the 2024-2025 academic year. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, Regional News Center.
We now move to the south region, where close to 20 young girls in the Ocean Division have been drilled on skin care, the production of rubbing oil, bathing soap, and wigs, amongst others. This was during a holiday activity organized by the Ocean Divisional Youth Beauty Pageant, Miss Tiffany Erere, as part of her objective to empower the young girls. Elsinji tells us more.
Empowering young girls by training them in home care, aspects of hygiene and beauty tips, falls within the objectives of the Ocean Division's Miss Youth, Tiffany Erere. In collaboration with the Delegation of Youth and Civic Education and other partners, the Miss organized a capacity-building holiday workshop at the Cribiwan Council Hall, where close to 20 girls received training in skin treatment, production of liquid soap and rubbing oil, which according to her could help them fend for themselves and their families.
I decided to offer these trainings for them to be performant and not to every time ask money to the parents to have their money by themselves.
Laura Ekane is a participant and says the holiday program has greatly contributed to the development of their burning talent and believes the skills acquired will help them emerge and will be of great help as they go back to school.
With this training, it's going to help to teach girls how to use different types of products to take care of their skin without possibly bleaching your skin. And we are going to see how the profit comes in.
Seemingly satisfied to have achieved one of her goals, the Ocean Division's youth miss, Tiffany Erere, hopes the knowledge impacted in the youth will help them keep busy, save money, and stay safe from social ills. For CRTV News, Elsinji reports from Kribi.
And from the south to the northwest region, where couples have the option to choose between monogamy and polygamy when legalizing their union. But many find themselves regretting their decision after signing the marriage certificate. In Bamenda, issues of infidelity, financial mismanagement, health concerns, and lack of trust are causing many to question the choices they made, leaving some feeling trapped by their marital decisions. CV Banta with the details.
Monogamy, the union of one man, one woman, remains a popular choice for many couples in the Northwest, often seen as a symbol of love and lasting unity. However, as these marriages progress, some find themselves regretting their choice, particularly due to the interference of third parties.
In the case of Gross Trust Breach, where you groom up children and later do DNA to realize that all the children are not yours, you can really regret.
Women who enter into polygamous marriages sometimes express fear for their well-being, feeling that this arrangement disproportionately favors men, leaving them vulnerable.
Your husband has the right to take as many wives as he can, and at the end of the day, he brings in someone who is not compatible with you.
Additionally, many married individuals, whether in monogamous or polygamous unions, later regret opting for joint property, which can lead to complications down the line.
There are cases of financial misappropriation by your spouse, grossly mismanaged, and you become really disappointed.
If you sign a joint property now while in marriage, if your husband starts behaving funny, like you feel like he's going to empty the bank account and run off with another woman.
There is also growing concern among Bamenda residents about the lack of understanding many have about marriage before signing the certificate, leading to unforeseen challenges.
This is our generation now. People are ready for weddings. They are not actually ready and prepared for marriage.
Legal experts emphasize the importance of couples legalizing their unions as a protective measure, advising that they address any marital issues as they arise to avoid future regrets. Sylvie Bantar for the regional news in Bamenda.
And that report from the Northwest region puts a cap on the regional news this day. Once again, our major stories. Today, August 13th, is being observed as the International Left-Handers Day, and on the occasion, left-handers in the Far North region are clamoring for the celebration of their achievements in different fields and for people to desist from myths and misconceptions about left-handedness. In the meantime, schools in the center region continue to multiply strategies to woo pupils and students in less than a month to the official reopening date. Over in the West region, administrative authorities are promising tough times to dealers of illegal drugs with a determination to put an end to the disturbing phenomenon. The regional news was produced by student journalists on internship, Victory Wemje Nyunji, and for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone.